back to another episode of KSL Cafecito, the podcast where we talk all things culture over some nice cafecito. I'm Yvette Cruz.
And I'm Joel Cárdenas.
And today we're talking money, more specifically how we talk about money or don't talk about money and how that could be changing. There was a CNN business article recently and it talked about how certain apps might be changing the way that we talk about money. You may have heard of one of those apps, Joel. It's now become a verb. Can you guess which one it is?
Venmo.
Yes. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Yes. Venmo is more than just an app. It's something that you hear people talk about all day, every day. And like I said, it's a verb. You just Venmo people and so-and-so Venmoed someone. And it's not a social media app, but since you're able to see who Venmoed who, and then you're able to write what they Venmoed someone for, it's used every day by so many different people. Anyway, the article talked about how knowing what your peers actually spend and save and not just drawing your own conclusions from what they post pictures of on social media, it's actually changing how we spend and save. So Venmo is one of the big apps for that. When I first read that, two things came to mind when talking about money. For me, it was one, how much we make. So there's the conversation about how much we make.
Yeah, that could be a tough
one. That's
our
money. Yeah. And then there's the conversation about how much we spend. And for me personally, it seems like one is easier than the other. One is a little less taboo than the other. I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that. Do you, is there a difference for you in what you're comfortable talking about, whether it's what you save or what you make, or does it all kind of look the same? What do your money habits sound like?
I think definitely for me, the one that I don't talk about very much is how much I make. And not that I was ever really taught, like it's not like my mom sat me down and tell me, don't ever say how much you make. I think you just kind of pick that up. Or maybe sometimes somebody will say like, oh, that's kind of rude to ask me or ask somebody else how much they make. So to this day, I feel uncomfortable because I don't want it to be a competition. So that's why I don't want to say how much I make, especially if I'm working with somebody who maybe I just assume that they might make a little bit less, and it might be just because of position at work. Like, I'm not going to talk to an intern who maybe a paid intern and going to necessarily mention how much I make, because I just worry that like that's almost kind of seen as showing off, because I know if they're an intern, they're probably making the basic. They're probably making the minimum, and there's no point in that. There's no point. It doesn't make me feel any better. It's not going to make them feel any better. Nobody gains anything really. Unless they had asked, how much does somebody in your position make? I might give him or her a ballpark idea, maybe not the exact number, but I definitely will say, okay, well, you're going to make about this amount if you have worked this many years in this industry, et cetera. What I don't have a problem with is talking about spending money or about how I spend my money. I feel very comfortable about that. That's okay. Just a personal thing. I know we could get into more details about that, but I want to hear your thoughts. Like, is there one of two that you...
Well, I just want to go back a little bit. You said that the way that you talked about how much you make or the money that's going into your bank account, at work, that's something that you keep more like hush hush. What about amongst your peers, like your family or your friends? Is that something that you won't talk about or just don't occasionally? Like, how does that work?
I think the only person that's... No, I don't talk about it amongst my my peers or my family. I don't talk about it with... It's funny because I'm much more open to an extent than my brother, for example. But my brother will talk about how much like his salary or whatever is. In fact, he told me he got a new job a few months ago and he just straight up told me, which is fine. Like, I get it. Like, we're brothers.
Yeah.
But he'll probably tell anybody at a bar, really, to an extent, like how much he's... And I think it's part of it, his enthusiasm for the job, et cetera.
Okay.
Whereas for me, I'm not like that. I think the only person that I have somewhat mentioned about it, and I haven't even said a lot of it, is probably my mom.
Okay.
And not because... It's not like she's going to go around and tell people about it. It's not like I'm some celebrity or anything like that, but I don't feel like that's that important that like she's not dying to know how much I make, and she doesn't need to know. She just wants to know that the bills are paid and like that I'm obviously comfortably living, I'm able to save up some money. So no, like really, I guess you could say other than I guess my superior, nobody else really knows how much I make, but it's not... I'm not making millions here. I'm not Jeff Bezos here. So it's not the biggest deal. And that's why also that's part of the reason why I don't tell a lot of people, because it's not the biggest of deal.
Well, I am kind of the same and very similar in that sense that when it comes to how much I make, it's just kind of... Well, I do support, other people who want to talk about how much they make, whether it's, them showing off or them just trying to educate and inform people about certain positions or about certain industries. That's cool. I still, and I don't know why, I still feel a little uncomfortable. I definitely don't make a lot of money. And maybe that's the sense too. Maybe it's the fact that I just feel like I don't make enough. But then I guess we'll be like that all our lives because we'll probably never make enough. But Yeah, it's just something that is kind of, it is very much a taboo. And I know people who do talk about it amongst people that they feel comfortable with. Mm. It's not that I've never said it to people, but it's something that I'm not going to offer up unless it is like a straight up question. I may ballpark. I may be like, well, I make enough to afford the lifestyle that I afford. But I don't know why that is. I guess, yeah, like you said, it's a taboo. Like I hear my mom and her friends and like they all know how much each other make and it's not the same. It's just something that they're very open with.
Oh, really?
So I thought that was interesting. Yeah. But I'm same with you. Like when it comes to spending, it's not that I'm going around telling you how much I spent.
Right.
But for example, like one big thing that comes to mind is rent yeah. or mortgage. Like anybody who asks me, I'm not just telling people, like people who come over and I say, oh, this is how much. No, like if you ask me, and a lot of people do ask me, like friends and stuff, then I am open about that. I'm not gonna lie. And the reason that I don't feel like that is so private is because we are living in this world where we talk a lot about how millennials can't afford to yeah. buy homes and our wages aren't high, aren't where they need to be. So I like transparency in that sense. And I'm also curious when I go to someone's place and, you know, I'm like, you know, looking at the area, looking at the place, looking at just a bunch of stuff. It's something that I do want to know. And so a lot of my friends, that's something that we are very open with, and it's not uncomfortable to ask that. You know, like I think I may be a little more uncomfortable to ask somebody straight out like how much they make or how much they think they should be making, things like that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to spending, and especially rent, which is like a huge part of yes. everybody's income, that is secret, but it's a huge part of it, that yeah, I'm very transparent with that. Same with like other payments, like bills, I guess. I'm pretty transparent with the bills, like car payments. It's something that's also, so when we talk about like money being a taboo, I think we're getting better and better at it. And it also depends on like your circle and like the flow of the conversation. Cause people could be talking about, we've talked about this before. When you talk about the streaming services, that's yeah. something that people don't really lie about. You know, Netflix, everybody knows how much Netflix costs. If you have Netflix, you know that everybody's costs probably the same.
Yeah.
Same with Hulu and HBO. And so we talk about how we're adding up the costs. And so we're very open about that. And then we talk about like I've talked about my car insurance with people, and we talk about like health issues and stuff and how yeah. much that costs. So that I feel a little more comfortable with. But when it comes to the income part, I do feel a little uncomfortable with. But that itself is also changing. There's also a movement where people are encouraging other people to be open and transparent about how much they make within their own companies, because they want to make sure that they're promoting equal pay.
Right.
So if you don't know how much your people around you are making, then you don't know that you're getting paid equal, less or more. You can only assume. But if you know, and it's not something that, like, I've heard before that in some places, like it's discouraged, like company wise, they don't want you to do that. I can't say that I've ever had an experience when someone's ever went anywhere, any place that I've worked has been like, don't tell anybody, you know, outright told you not to. I think right. it's maybe either instilled in the culture or just kind of something that we think it's part of like our culture. But I know that there's a lot of people that are promoting that more. And so I'm kind of like, I respect that movement, and I want to be there too, because I want to know how much, not just like people where I work, but like people in my field and people in different places. I want to know that it's fair
yeah.
Or that I have a reason to fight for something. But it's still that last hurdle that it's like hard to, you know, it's like, how do you straight up just ask somebody that you don't know? Yeah. So
and not come off as like you're just an interesado or interesada yeah. or something like that. Like it is really tough. I think younger people maybe are now learning better how to navigate it. I think it's still, if it's you ask somebody maybe a little bit older, it might be still seen as even more taboo. But I think now, because of kind of what you said, like we're more of in a, I think we did the episode on the shared kind of society
mm-hmm,
that
economy,
we
yeah.
like that we have now. I think it's kind of more, it's more open like that. And I think a big thing, especially as a man, I haven't really thought about it, but it's just been over these past few years, I've thought about it more. It's like, yeah, like the pay, like inequality that there is and amongst for, you know, gender. And I think if a woman has a feeling or just for whatever reason gets some sort of information that like I'm not getting paid the same, then that whole taboo-ness should definitely go out of the window. Now, depending on how they feel, like if right. that's their decision, but I wouldn't be offended if I heard somebody say, well, oh, this woman did this, like she yeah. went out and straight
up asked.
So
it's like, you know, the approach behind it. Someone's yeah. not just like walking up to people like, hey, how much do you make? Yeah. How much was your check? You know, it's like,
yeah, because I think I'd be lying if I said I didn't think that gender, that the inequality in pay is still not happening. I think it is happening.
Oh, yeah, for sure it is.
But it's still kind of hush hush or whatever. Right. But, you know, and those companies or those people that are hiding behind that, you know, that maybe don't want, you know, that to be out, you know, they're still relying on that taboo-ness to still stick around. Mm-hmm. But we somehow got to knock that down. And it's, I think over these past few years, especially these last 5 years, maybe with the help of the Me Too movement as well, if you want to make that argument, has helped. But I think the one thing that I personally have never had an issue with when it comes to like rent, I'll tell people how much I pay in rent, because it's like, I don't know, I guess I don't feel like, it's not like I'm a millionaire, like I said, like I'm not a millionaire, but also I want people, I guess, to kind of learn and be like, okay, if you have a rent that's this much, this is how you do this. Because I think one time, I forgot who it was that I told. I don't know if it was you or if it was somebody else. Talked about as far as, I think I just briefly mentioned, it's not, nobody had asked me. I think I briefly mentioned about as far as my kind of what I spend a month or I spend weekly on groceries. Mm-hmm. So like I spend $40 a week on groceries. Okay. Like I don't mind telling people that because I don't think that's a big deal. That's not a big deal. But I'll tell people, like, I'll go into details. I'll be like, sometimes, like, a lot of times I'll buy store brand. And a lot of times, like, I'll eat kind of the same thing. Like, yeah, it's nice to, I do like to go out like anybody else, right? And so I'll, for saving up for those 20, 30 bucks that I'm going to spend on a Friday and a Saturday. So that's 60 bucks right there. So I'm going to have to sacrifice something. So I'm probably going to eat the same thing like twice a week. So I'm probably going to eat the same, whether it's, I sometimes buy like a shrimp scampi, mm-hmm. That's already kind of made. I just have to just like put it on the stove. So that cost me, that's like $5.50, I think it is. So I'm going to eat that twice a week. I buy the same juice. I buy the same things. So if you come over to my kitchen, it is very plain. It's very the same thing every week and every week. But I like that. But I have to work on that budget. I guess I like to tell people that because if that could help them out how to do their budget, because a lot of times for a lot of people our age, we have a tight budget and it's tough and we're trying to save money. And I'm not saying that I have it completely down to a science. But it's worked for me, and if it works for you, great. If it doesn't, go ahead and adjust. But it does take a while, because it took me a while to finally get into this rhythm. I'm like, okay, I can't be eating out every night, of course.
Right.
But if I do this for 5 days of the week, or maybe six, then for that Saturday or that Friday, we could have a little fun, and I could spend a little bit more on food. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And then I think it's probably helpful to people around you. I mean, it sounds like you figured out a way to save money, so it's helpful to people around you to know how you've done that and how they can do that too. Mm-hmm. The CNN business article I mentioned at the top of the episode mentions a study that examined the impact of exposing people to the spending information of their peers, like to see if it would have influenced them to spend more, spend less. And it says that while the people who saw that they spent less than their peers started spending slightly more, I don't know why, the people who saw that they overspent, they ended up cutting their budget by three times as much as those who increased their budget. Mm. So it was just kind of like seeing that influence. I don't know if the people who started spending more, I don't know why they started spending more. I would be proud that I'm spending less.
Yeah.
So maybe it was like a peer pressure kind of thing. I don't know for sure. I didn't go into the specifics, but it was cool that the people who were realizing that they were spending a lot of money started spending way less. Maybe because they didn't feel the same pressure and maybe thought like I could start spending less because my peers around me are spending less.
Right.
I guess it all depends on like what your income looks like and what your budgetary needs look like.
Yeah.
This is another movement that I've seen is, because we talk about like student debt or just like debt in general.
That's
a lot.
A big one.
Yeah, it weighs a lot on a lot of people. And so I see a lot of social media accounts, especially like Instagram accounts, at least that I follow, dedicated to teaching people how to save money or how to reduce their debt. So it's like money hacks or it's just like grocery budgets. I've seen that where it's like, okay, this is how you live for $20 on a week. And it tells you like what to buy, what brands, and it tells
maybe
you like what you can make from it. So it's like super helpful in that sense. Mm. So there's like also people like some of my peers that I follow and they talk about their like money journeys, and to me that's helpful. And even just like with friends in general, when we talk about like saving money or making the most of your money, it seems like everyone's comfortable with that, which I think is funny because I think there's two types of people. I think there's people who are proud to tell you how much they spent, mm-hmm. and then there's people who are proud to tell you how much they saved. So some people, they're kind of just out there like dropping, you know how people are name droppers, some people are like price droppers, mm-hmm. well not like price droppers, like money droppers, like they're telling you how much they spent based on like brands,
and they'll do it casually.
Or based
sometimes
on
they'll be like,
oh
yeah, this phone is sometimes tricky, you know, $1,200, and it's just like,
yeah,
oh, just
it's kind
it right
of like there's
there.
A little bit of a hint of, you know, like a little arrogance in that, or maybe they're showing off, maybe not, maybe they're just oblivious to it. So let's not get hasty, maybe. But there are people who are very proud to tell you, like, I see this all the time when someone's like, oh, hey, like, cute top. And someone's like, thanks, only $3. Like, it's like a, it's a badge of honor to have, like, to have spent only $3. I think that's cool, because I think there was a time where more people, like, it kind of seemed more statusy to be able to spend more, where, like, where you would be able to say, like, oh yeah, it was $1,200, where that means you can afford $1,200, which not necessarily means that, because you don't know how people got that money, if it's credit, if it's, if how much they owe, like, you don't know those details, because they're not going to tell, because again, we're not that comfortable with money that we're going to tell you all that stuff and be like, yeah, it was $1,200, but every month I pay this much, and now I'm actually paying this much in interest. Like, that's not something that people go into. Right. But the other side, where it's like, yeah, I saved this much, or I only pay this much, or I found this great deal, where that's just, it seems like I'm seeing that more and more, where it's like almost, and it's not like a status in the same way that the other one is, where the other one, you can kind of come up, no one's going to be like, wow, like, someone's bragging about only spending $3. Like, it's kind of just like,
although I've had somebody, I've had people, I had once an ex-girlfriend who I picked her up and I forgot what it was. I think it was like some pair of pants or something. And she just kind of complimented about it. And I said, oh yeah, I only got it for this. And she was like, you shouldn't say that. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, don't say that. Like, you got it for cheap. And I'm like, in my mind, I didn't say anything back, but in my mind, I'm like, personally, I don't care. Like, I don't care. But then again, she was the type of person who did like to kind of brag a little bit to her fault. But I never saw the, like, I don't care about telling people, like, yeah, this only cost me this.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, I think it helps people know, like, oh, wait, how? Where did you get that for that much? Like, it's kind of, like we said, it's kind of like helping people around you,
maybe,
know?
Maybe it's the taboo that makes you look cheap. So maybe that's what, like...
I can see that, but I don't agree with it, because... Right. Some people really are like I've heard my mom's a huge saver. Like, she's very much wears all her little badges of honor of how much she saved. Like, she'll buy something and she'll show it to me. And she's not showing me what it was. She's showing me how much she spent, because she's so proud that she saved so much money on it. Like, she should be on some kind of game show. But I've heard her have conversations with people where people are shocked about how much or how little it was, because they really have no idea that something like that, for whatever it is, for example, could cost that much. Like, they really think, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, let's say shoes, just example. Like, some people really think you can't get shoes for less than an X amount. So they don't even try looking. And so then they don't end up, there's no way they could ever save money. And so talking about how little you paid, or your little tricks and stuff, or like things about sales, or just like coupons, whatever, codes, like coupon codes, whatever, that kind of opens up a world to people, and being like, oh wait, what? I didn't know you could get that for that much. Tell me how.
No, and I think for our generation, we definitely, you know, we always want that knowledge of how to save up that money. And I think we just did we did an episode a while back about how the fast fashion and you know, that's one of the, it's popular, still gaining popularity, although it has its, you know, its issues. But yeah, people want to look good for cheap, right? And, you know, there's some people who will tell you definitely, like, oh yeah, I only got this whole outfit was, you know, whatever, $45 or $50 at H&M. Where some people will be like, oh no, like, they don't even want you to see the tag, because if it says H&M, oh no, they don't want you to know that.
Because it's that status, false status.
And I get it. There's always going to be people who are worried about being judged by others depending on what they wear and what they buy, or even, I'm sure there's some people out there who don't want to buy store brand stuff. Because it's store brand stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want a great value thing. I want Tide detergent or whatever, you know? It's just like, to me, I don't know. But to me, like, I think just like, hey, if it cleans, it cleans. But that's just my opinion. You know, I could be wrong. But there are some things, for example, like, I do like some things that are brand. Like, especially if it's an electronic, for example, I'm probably not going to go with a lesser brand.
Right, because you're focusing on quality in that sense, right?
Yeah. So when it comes to quality, then money to me, then it kind of fades out. And it's like, okay, I'm going to spend, I think about it with a car, or I think about it with anything. Like, if I'm going to spend something on it, then I'm going to spend a good amount on my new laptop or my new whatever, because I see it as an investment. I don't see it as I'm just buying another phone. It's like, no, I'm going to probably carry this phone for a good amount of years. So I'm going to spend, if I need to spend $1,200 on it, then that's going to be it. But I know it's going to last me a while, instead if I buy something for whatever, $300 or $400, where it could break and it's not going to have the same warranty, etc. So I do think that's important, but I know for some people they don't feel the same. But I think sometimes, and I've told this to even some of my younger cousins, just trying to help them just be better with money. It's like, que no te da pena cuando de gastar si es algo que vas a usarlo mucho o lo vas a usar por mucho tiempo, things like that, because there's some people who just feel like, oh, I can't spend that much, and I get it. If their budget doesn't allow them, then they shouldn't, and maybe they should save up and then get something, but don't just buy a cheapy thing and just feel like it's going to last forever. It's like, oh, well, why did it break? Well, you bought it because it's only $100 and you should have just gone out for that one.
Right.
I mean, we could talk about that with clothes, with anything else.
Yeah.
One thing I did want to bring up, and maybe you were going to bring it up later. One thing that I do see that's still taboo, and you kind of hinted at it earlier, is student loans. Now, I don't usually go around and asking people how much student loan they don't. Like, I don't, because I've been there to each his own. Like, no. I feel people's pain. But I do think that's still taboo. And
it
And to an extent, I think that's fine. I don't know. But I wanted to ask you, do you think at some point in these next few years, we're going to reach a point where we all kind of feel comfortable and be like, oh, yeah, I got a $30,000 student loan?
I don't know. Because, like, it's funny that you bring that up, because If people were to ask me about other things, I'm maybe I won't throw it out there, but if you ask me, maybe I'll be like, okay, well, let's talk about this. My student loan debt is actually the thing that I don't tell anybody. And if someone were to ask me, I would be like, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
And even my mom has asked me several times. I don't tell her because I don't want her to worry. But that is just something that and honestly, like, I'll tell you why. I feel shame. I feel ashamed that I owe that much, and that I knew the things that I knew, and still I got into this debt. And obviously it grows because of interest and things like that. And so I'll tell you, the thing I did recently tell a friend is I told her how much, I didn't tell her the exact numbers, but I told her how much my debt had increased. So I was like, oh, so when we graduated school, like, let's say, like, basically I told her now I owe this much more than when we graduated. And she was kind of shocked. And so that's why I was like, oh, if only you knew how much the total was. So to me, that's just, and it because I feel shame. I'm ashamed to owe that much. And to me, it's something that I already carry everywhere I go. Because to me, it's something that's going to follow me around for years and years to come. It's something that, because of that, there are certain things that I can't do or that I don't do because I have to think about that every month and the payment. But that's something that I carry in silence. Well, I guess I carry it in silence in the fact that, like, the exact number, because I do talk about, I'll make jokes. And then if I ever get serious with someone, I tell them too, like, yes, I'm like, you know, when I'm having serious conversations, I say, like, this is a very big debt. Like, this is something that is very heavy on me financially and emotionally. But that's something that the exact number is something that I know, only I know. But if I told people, then they would know. And to me, like, I already feel the shame. I'm sure people aren't going to be like, wow, you're so the people that I would share it with, I know they're not going to insult me or make me feel even worse. But for me, it's just the fact that they know. And that to me, it's just like, now they see this number and it's a negative number. And it's very I'm already ashamed and nobody knows the exact number. Like, I think I would be more and more ashamed. And I would think every time, I would honestly think that, like, every time I spent something, let's say I decide to go on a trip, people would be like, oh, it's interesting that you're going on a trip. Well, that was something they know. Like, you know, so, and maybe they won't think that, maybe they just mind their own business, you know, but I feel that, and I would feel it every single time. And so that's why I don't share. I know other people are very open about it, but to me, I'm like, well, maybe it's because of the amount. Like, maybe the higher the amount, the less people are open. And maybe it depends on their career too. Like, let's say if you go to law school or medical school, obviously your amount is going to be higher. So maybe you feel like, well, people already assume that my amount is higher.
Yeah.
So maybe there's that to think about. So I don't know if we'll ever get to a point where everybody just opens up. Like, could you imagine if everybody walked around with a number? Or, like, let's say, you know how you have a bio on social media. What if the number that you owe and the number that you make was on your bio? Like, can you imagine if we were that transparent? Like, but I think we would be a lot more judgy
absolutely
was the case, you know?
No.
Yeah.
I agree. And I never ask anybody, even my closest friends, I don't ask. I've never asked them. I went to college with some of them, so I know. And the rest of them, I know they either went to school or either, whether it's their 2 years or 4 years. So there's got to be, or at least I assume there's some sort of debt there. There's a few that have already paid theirs off, and that's great. But I never have asked, well, can I ask you how much it was? Because it doesn't matter anymore, in my opinion. It doesn't matter. Like, they paid it off. So if they want to say it, since they paid it off, then that's fine. For me, I don't have any student debt anymore, but it was because of a huge sacrifice, because I stayed at my alma mater for my undergraduate, even though I had offers from other places.
Okay. Well, you were smart to do so.
Yeah, but it was out of fear, because I saw Michigan State's at $30,000 and Clemson with $25,000. And to me, like, I grew up poor. Like, our family grew up poor. $30,000, like, I just felt like I'm never going to pay that off. Like, I'm never really going to pay that off, especially probably in going into technical writing. I felt like maybe when I'm 50 or whatever. Like, I maybe overthought it too much, but I stayed there. So I sacrificed, I guess, the ability to go out and to do something else and to be at another state and to do that. And yeah, while even though I don't have any debt anymore, I think it was 2 years ago or a year and a half ago that I finally paid my last bill. Like, it felt good, but then I just kind of like, all right, then just kind of move on. But I get that some people, you even say to yourself, like, it's a big burden. It's a big thing to kind of carry. And, you know, we don't want anybody to feel like they're judged based off that. Like, I've only met a few people that actually have felt comfortable with the number. Like, I always remember there was a girl in college. Her name was Kendra. She got her bachelor's from Indiana University. But she was somebody's like, you know what? No, I don't. I'm having fun. I just know that the number's there. And she would tell us. She said, I have a $30,000 debt. And for me at that time, yeah, I was like, kind of like, oh my goodness, a $30,000 debt. Like, I would be freaking
sounds
out.
Sounds scary. Huh?
Like, yeah, it sounded scary. But she was like, no, I knew I was going to be in debt because she said I wanted the full college experience. So she lived in the dorm. So she had to get money for that or borrow money for that. She did 4 years. She got her degree. But she's like, I decided just to go all in. And you know what? To each his own. Like, yeah. That's fine. Like, that's fine. And she felt comfortable around it. Obviously, there's some people who don't. Even if they did the same thing, they don't want to say that. Then again, this was like how many? This was a long, this was like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So I take it Indiana's no longer $30,000. I'm sure it's a lot more now. Mm. And so I feel for a lot of these, I know that's a separate episode, but I feel for a lot of these kids now entering college who have a much more, maybe that's even just 1 year instead of 4 years, $30,000. Right. But I don't feel like that's a problem if people don't want to say what their student loan is because it is, it's, unfortunately, it's becoming such a huge burden on our generation. And this is why people have to live with their parents and all those stereotype quote unquotes that are unfortunately are sometimes true. That's or they're always living with a roommate, even if they're into their mid or late 30s. Not there's anything wrong with that. But for people that grew up in the 80s or even into the 90s, a lot of them could be able to afford to move out by the time they were in their late 20s, et cetera. Whereas now that's not so much the case, especially if you live in a state like Florida or California.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, now that I think about it, so I haven't told anybody how much my student debt is, but if I were talking to a younger person, like if I were talking to a younger me, you can bet I would tell her how much she would end up owing so she doesn't make certain mistakes. But that's something I would disclose in that sense where I'm like, okay, look, you know, this is how old I am. This is how much I make. This is how much I am paying and stuff. And I would do it in the sense to like help and be like, don't be like me, or not even just like, don't be like me. Like if you have to, there's certain people that have to take out loans in order to get their education. And so they have no other way. But there are like little tricks along the way that I wish somebody had told me. So that stuff I would offer up and I would offer amounts up in that, like as examples. To help. But in other cases, I just feel too much shame. I want to back up a little bit. You had mentioned that you are open about how much you spend. That's something that you would tell people. And now, what if you had to show somebody your bank account like every time? Like, is that something you'd be open with? Like your bank statement, which shows like how much goes into your account, how much is taken out, and then what it's for. Specifically, it says what is for.
Now, yes.
Okay.
Maybe like 5 years ago, no, because 5 years ago I was really struggling because I was freelancing. So I barely had any money. And even though when I worked at Yahoo, I got a job that I now feel comfortable saying how much I got paid. When I got the job, when I moved out there, I didn't tell anybody. I barely told my mom because I felt like, not that she was going to judge me, but I couldn't believe it. Like as far as the amount. So I was used to just getting paid kind of like a basic ones. When Yahoo hired me, and it doesn't matter anymore, so I could say it now. They hired me and they said, oh, we could start you off at $35 an hour. And I'm like, you're going to pay me $35 an hour just to write about soccer? Like I was blown away because I had never gotten paid $35 an hour. For any job.
Like an 8 hour day?
For an 8 hour day.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I was like, and you're going to like pay for me to move to Santa Monica, California? Yeah, like sign me up. Like let's get everything done and et cetera. But I didn't tell anybody how much I was making because to me, I just had never made that amount of money. Even though, I mean, if you do the math, it's not like I was a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
But in this business, especially like to be a sports writer, not a lot of places, unless you're a seasoned veteran, are getting paid that much amount. Like, and thinking about it, like, in general, I'm like, wow, I'm getting paid a nice amount compared to the freelancing money that I was getting. So for that part, I was getting kind of nervous. But then I saved up a lot of money because there was a lot of money that I was living kind of basic off of. I was fine. But all that kind of went away because I had to come back here and I had to take care of things here. So 5 years ago, no, I would not share. I would be really embarrassed.
But because you're not making enough?
Because
like,
I wasn't...
Right, yeah, like what's the part that's embarrassing? Like people seeing how much is going into your account or how much is leaving
How much
account?
Is leaving? Yeah, back then, how much was leaving?
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
I would be
I
really
see.
Embarrassed because, you know, I was paying a little bit more on my car. I refinanced my car. Actually went around that, came back because it took me a while to finally get another job here. I was just free. I was freelancing for Yahoo, but obviously the pay wasn't the same and mm-hmm. the regular checks weren't the same. I was getting paid weekly by them, and with the freelancing you don't get that. So I would be embarrassed to show how much money I was spending on bills and things like that. And I once again didn't have any health insurance.
Right.
So I had to go back and try to find some sort of private health insurance. I'm making my car payments, I have to pay insurance. Like the bills don't stop. You know, the bills don't stop and I had to pay rent. Like I have to go back to my to Washington Terrace and go to an apartment and pay rent. So I'd be embarrassed then. Now I wouldn't be embarrassed by it. Like I would say, like up front, I'd be like, it's not like I have millions in the bank, but it was a nice little amount there. It's okay, I think, especially after years of trying to like recover. For I wish I would have that money that I still had when I was in California, because it was a nice amount. But I think now, like, yeah, I guess go ahead and take a look at it. I think I would. The only thing I would say is like, don't judge me on how much I spend on probably like basketball shorts or like shoes, because I do like that. I'm not going to lie. I do like that. And I do spend on that like once in a while because I like it. That's kind of like my thing. And then social streaming services. But then again, I think that can be for anybody, right? We all spend a lot.
Yeah.
What about you?
So while I am for transparency in some situations, like to me, that's just like private. And it's not because I'm not making millions either, not even like half of millions or like anywhere close. And I think I have some better spending days than others where I am just like more careful about my money, and there are days where I'm clearly careless about my money. So it's not just that to me, it's just, it's a private thing. Like, for example, we talk about how like social media is a thing where people are sharing every aspect of their life. Yes, but also no, people aren't sharing every life. People are being very selective about what they share. And so for me, like, yeah, you can ask me how much my rent is and I'm happy to tell you, and I can tell you like, you know, of other places, like compare it to other places and other areas. And, you know, I'll tell you like things like that. I'm happy to tell you how much my, well, I'm a little less happy, but I'm more happy to tell you. I'm less happy, but more happy overall to tell you how much my car insurance is, like things like that. Like I will share if asked, but to put to like completely like be like, all right, look at all my accounts, look at what's coming in, look what's going out, look at, you know, like I just don't think that's like, now I have nothing. That's like bare and bones. Like that's, well, you know, like that's just very, oh, like you can literally see the 99 cent iTunes charge, right, from some some storage upgrade that I did. Like for you to know all those details about me, yeah, but like for someone to know all those details about me, like I just think that's too personal. It's not that, like, for example, if I'm at a computer and I have my bank account open and I'm looking at statements, it's not that I would be like, can you back away 5 feet? Like it's not that I'm going to tell somebody like, you know, like cover it up, but it's not something that I'm going to be like, all right, like have at it, unless I was in a situation where I am going to like partner with someone financially, like if I'm moving in with somebody, or if, you know, we're about to become like if we're getting married, you know, like if we're taking those steps, yes, then I would, because we've gotten there. And yeah, maybe I'd show my mom, because, you know, she's gonna worry no matter what, so I would just show her. But other than that, to me, it's just such a private thing. It's just that I just can't do it. But if you think about it, with Venmo, which you can set to private, but most people don't. I've noticed. Yeah. I don't have it to private. But
I only send one person a private message, and that's I don't even really have to. But here, one of our colleagues here, we're part of the phone family.
Yeah.
Like I'll put that in just kind of private.
Oh, like that purchase.
Yeah, like that purchase that I'm giving him.
Right. The money for your phone.
Yeah, the money for the phone. Yeah. But it's not because it's a big deal, but it's just like, this is a monthly thing. Like this is nothing.
Yeah.
It's not like we're trading secrets here. It's just like,
yeah,
thank you for paying the phone bill.
But like, but there are people who, I mean, there's people who set it to private, but I don't have it set to private, but you know why I don't have it set to private? But because it doesn't show you the amount. Like I am, it's again, it's me selecting to put it out there. And I mean, some people will write specifically what things are for in text. Most people that I follow or that I like have on Venmo, and I like, I'm the same way. I just put emojis. Like for me, it's obviously very obvious. Sometimes people joke around and do other stuff too. And so it's like, really, it could mean anything. But like if we get coffee and like, I'm going to put a coffee emoji, like I'm just that basic. And that's what I paid for. So people will know, oh, so someone's spending money on coffee or someone's spending money on like bills or something, like, or hey, someone just bought a flight somewhere. Right. Like clearly that stuff, like people won't know, but because to me, it's that little extra layer of protection where they don't know the amount. And that's why I'm like, I don't care. And they don't know the amount.
Right.
But I don't know if it would be better if the amount was there. The CNN Business article talked about how any conversation about money is better than no conversation, but it's still that, you know, we're still not, it's still a taboo. If we're not sharing the amount, it's still a taboo, which I agree with. Yes, it's a taboo. I'm not going to share the amount for every single one of my purchases. But to me, that like just makes you a little more vulnerable in telling people like how much. For some people, it may be status. They're fine with putting the amount for every single thing, 100, 200, 375, whatever. To me, I don't even care if it's $5. Like I just don't want to openly put it out there. And then you be able to like I don't want to give someone the like, I don't want to open the door for someone to be able to get a calculator and add up all my financials. Someone that I don't like share anything with, but I will admit like it's a taboo for me in that sense, but I feel better because there's no amount, even though I know that's probably not changing things.
Now I think about it. I think there'd be a lot less people if it had the amounts. I think a lot more people would be much more careful. I think a lot more people would be setting their things to private if it was the amount and everything there. But you know, like you said, it's a personal preference. And I think one of the big lessons for everybody should be like, you do what you feel comfortable with. Like, don't feel that peer pressure, even though sometimes we do, but don't feel that peer pressure. If you're in some random conversation and people are starting to talk about like how much their rent is, and for, you know, whatever reason, you just don't feel comfortable telling people how much, you know, you pay rent, that's fine.
Yeah, you can opt out.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, if you get judged that you didn't say that, then maybe you should reconsider, or you should think about what your friends' priorities are. That's just my opinion, because for me, that's why like I don't have a problem if somebody asks me how much I pay in rent, et cetera, because I know my friends and those people closest to me, they're not going to necessarily judge me because I'm paying whatever amount of money that, you know, for rent, or I'm spending $40 a week on shopping. Like if they want to judge me on that, fine, I guess, you know, go feel good about yourself. But for me, I don't see as you're not gaining anything from it. The thing I want you to gain, hopefully, is maybe like, oh, you know, maybe I could learn how to do that. Or if I'm spending $60 a month or $60 a week, well, maybe I could cut it down to 40, or maybe, and not that I have to be the shining example, but if that could help somebody out, great. Or if even somebody's spending $20, hey, maybe they can say, you're spending $40, I'm spending $20, or I'm spending $35 a week. Do you want to know how I do that? Yeah, actually, who doesn't want to save money? Tell me, how are you spending $5 less? I need those $5.
Yeah. I think overall, it's great that we are more and more comfortable talking about money in certain aspects. But I think what this proves is that when it comes to 100%, we're definitely not 100% comfortable talking about money.
That was our show for today. Thanks for listening. Remember to, if you have any thoughts on this when it comes to how do you feel when it comes to money, do you just tell people what you're spending on or et cetera? Do you tell people how much you make? Let us know. Hit us up on social media, on KSL Cafecito on Twitter and on Facebook. I'm at Joel Garenas.
And I'm at Evie Cruz.
And definitely let us know what you think about this. And also, don't forget to tell your friends to subscribe to the podcast. Just go ahead and type in KSL Cafecito wherever you get podcasts, and we are there. We'll see you next time.
Ciao.